This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Heading into the new year, Denver Mayor Mike Johnston has released details on what's next for his plan to help 1,000 people get off of Denver's streets. Denverite's Desiree Matherin has the details.
Getting people into permanent housing is the main goal of Mayor Mike Johnston's House 1,000 effort this year. Johnston's administration said it will seek to assist another 1,000 people during the initiative's second wave. They'll accomplish that by creating more micro-communities, acquiring more hotels, and closing more encampments. To push more people into permanent housing, the administration says it will improve case management, increase health services, and utilize new housing vouchers. Of the roughly 1,100 people placed into shelter, about a quarter found permanent housing. I'm Desiree Matherin, Denverite.
Nine of the Republicans running to replace retiring Congressman Ken Buck in the 4th District met for their first debate last night. The field includes Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who is trying to switch districts. She took a few jabs about that from her opponents, including State Representative Mike Lynch.
I'd like to ask her just a really simple question. Could you, like, give the definition of carpetbagger to me?
Boebert responded she's leaving the 3rd District for a fresh start after a difficult divorce.
This does serve Colorado's 3rd District. We have an opportunity to absolutely secure that seat and keep it red.
Boebert was facing a tough re-election race in her current district against both a primary challenger and a well-funded Democrat. Xcel Energy has set another record for profits. The company reported nearly $1.8 billion in net earnings in 2023. That's a slight increase from the year prior. On an earnings call Thursday, executive told investors the utility has nearly won approval to invest billions into Colorado clean energy projects. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.